So how do those conversations come up in your family? You just, things happen and you show up and talk about it, or do you have kind of a consistent time that you talk with your kids about things of God, or how does that look in your family?
So it has changed over time. I think that one of the keys is right now, I'll talk about right now, we have table time.
Okay.
And so table time in the morning is when we all gather around the table and we read the word in various forms. And I'm very adamant about that, because I found that in the past, I felt like I had defined what meeting with Jesus looked like and what our time with God would look like. And we're going to sit down and we're going to read so many scriptures, or we're going to read the proverb of the day, and then we're going to talk about one of those verses that stood out to us, and then we're going to write that down. And I had this whole plan, and it was great until it was no longer life-giving. And people were just doing it because it's the thing that we're supposed to do every Thursday.
Yeah.
And nobody was really paying attention to the words that were being said. And people were playing with the sock lint between their toes and they were like drifting and not paying attention. And the word was not alive anymore. It was just words. And I was like, we're missing something here. If I continue to stick with my plan, we're not going to get what God has for us. So I needed to be willing to do something different. So now sometimes we'll listen to music. Sometimes we'll sit in silence. I was recently introduced to a practice called Visio Divina. Have you heard of this?
Visio Divina? I have not.
Visio Divina. Okay, let me tell you about this. I'm so incredibly excited. I wish I had something with me, but basically Visio Divina is looking for the divine in ordinary objects. And so you take an ordinary object, like you might take a picture frame, and there's no picture in the middle. It's just the frame, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say that the frame has a crack in it. You can pick this stuff up at thrift stores. You might even have it in your garage. Just look for ordinary items. And you put that item on the table in the middle of you, and you look at the item until you catch a glimpse of the divine God in that. So the picture frame could represent how we have this idea of what life is supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. But God hasn't filled in the picture in the middle. And maybe the crack in the frame are the places in our lives where the broken places where we think now the frame is ruined. This picture of what I had is ruined. But God is still going to be able to, we could put a picture behind that glass and it could still be beautifully framed. And that's what God can do in our life. So it's like one of those moments where you take something that looks ordinary, but you still search for the divine message that that ordinary object can give.
So cool. It's like finding metaphors just in real life, like not just the metaphors that are already written in the Bible, but other metaphors that we can see. Very cool. I mean, that's what devotion writers do all the time, right? Metaphors for how we connect with God. That's very cool.
Yeah,
I like that. That's kind of like, we had these little bowls. We were making these like Chinese Ming bowls. Ours did not look very fancy. But when they dried, they cracked quite a bit. So I went and I showed them that, like, I think it's a Japanese practice where they fill in the cracks with gold, and they actually make it more beautiful when it's, so it's cracked, but it's even more beautiful. So we're talking about how, you know, when our lives are, it's basically the same thing, right? Like God takes those holes and those cracks in our life and he fills them with himself and he makes us even more beautiful. So, we did Visio Divina with even knowing it. Cool.
Yes, that's exactly it. So it's become a fun search for me now to look for ordinary objects that have some type of message that I see and then sharing it with my kids. So the conversation is still about God. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't look like, everybody open your Bible, please turn to Mark chapter 3, verse 2. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's still us talking about him. We're just doing it in a way that helps to build a connection, because ultimately that's what he wants, is relationship.